Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
I remember in high school, they would always have, like, I guess you could call them the normal kids, and they would make fun of the special needs kids, and they would make themselves feel better by making fun of the special needs kids, and they want everybody to join in and insulting them. But in your heart, you feel bad because you knew it's wrong to insult the special. That's how I felt. I felt like everybody on social media that's talking about this documentary and want you to join in on, look at these people, look at this train wreck. I feel like they're the normal kids looking at the special needs kids and like, ha, let's laugh at them to make us feel. I didn't feel good watching that show. And like when I saw the people in the show, I felt bad for them. Well, now, don't get me wrong. They still had more money than me, but well, I felt sympathy for them. I didn't feel like I should insult them. I felt like, oh, man, that's horrible.
If you're into gay meth addicts who are polygamists,
yeah,
and who have tigers on their property and have a neighbor who's trying to shut them down, and she may or may not have killed her. Put her husband through the meat grinder. If that's something that I guess it could make us feel like maybe our life isn't so bad.
It made me feel like everybody's life is horrible.
Yeah, being stuck inside like this. And evidently he sings a couple of country songs, but he didn't sing those songs. Those songs were written and recorded by other people who let him have those songs, and he's, I guess, pulling a Milli Vanilli.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's doing.
With those country songs. Mm-hmm. But the guy's name is Joe Exotic, and boy, oh boy, this is where we're at right now. Talk about a sign of the times here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. You see who died? A guy by the name of Alan Merrill died. He was he's a musician, singer-songwriter. He was in a band called The Arrows. And there's a good chance you never heard of him or that band. But I know you heard of a song that he wrote. He didn't have a hit with it. He wrote it in 1975. He wrote the song I Love Rock and Roll. And he released it in 1975 with his band The Arrows. Didn't have a big hit with it. Didn't have much success with it. And then 6 years later, in 1981, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts recorded a version of that song. And that made her career. That became her signature song. And Alan Merrill died. He was from New York City. And he died over the weekend. Died yesterday of complications from the coronavirus at 69 years old. So let's hear his version of the song. Again, this came out 6 years before Joan Jett and the Blackhearts released it, but it wasn't a hit when this guy wrote it and recorded it. R.I.P. Alan Merrill, here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock.
I saw her dancing there by the record machine. I knew she must have been about 17. The beat was going strong, playing my favorite song. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. And I could tell it wouldn't be long till she was with me, yeah, me. Her name, that don't matter, she said, cause it's all the same. I said, can I take you home where we can be alone?
and she was with me, yeah, me. Next we were moving on, and she was with me, yeah, me. And she was with me, yeah, me. And we were moving on and singing that same old song, yeah, with me, singing.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show here in New Orleans. It's time of our show where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. Arrest warrant issued for second line organizer who refused to disband large gathering. Perhaps you saw the video over the weekend yesterday of during the coronavirus shutdown of New Orleans, as we know it, there was a second line parade, a bunch of people having a good time, dancing up the street, music playing. Well, we're not allowed to do that right now. And I know you're taking the Constitution and you're just putting it on the back burner saying, hold on there. Hold on. We'll get back to you whenever. We're not going to let people assemble. The New Orleans Police Department issued an arrest warrant for a man they say refused to disband a second line celebration on Saturday. The New Orleans Police Department says 38-year-old Cecil Spencer refused to shut down the public gathering during the current outbreak of COVID-19. Saturday afternoon, 2nd District Task Force, the New Orleans Police Department, responded to a call for service for a large gathering taking place in the 3000 block of Audubon Street.
So somebody snitched.
Oh, yeah. Of course somebody snitched. You got snitchers all over the place now, Coleman. People are snitching all over the place. I'll tell you something. I moved into a new apartment not that long ago. And before the coronavirus broke out, one of the people that lived in my new apartment building snitched on me. Maybe one day. And this was before coronavirus.
Right.
I'll tell you what happened.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm starting to tell the difference between those who were revolutionaries and those who aren't. You know, because think about it. Now we see who, what type of people would have been down for the Boston Tea Party and what type of people would have been like, hey, they're throwing the tea into the harbor. You need to come get these guys.
No, yeah.
You know, we're starting to see who are revolutionaries and who are the sheep. You know, that's how I look at it.
Well, look, Coleman, after the concerned citizen called the police, well, after either the concerned citizen or the rat called police, the cops showed up. They observed a band playing and about 100 individuals attending a, it was a second line for a funeral. So someone had died, and you know, in New Orleans, there are lots of times when someone dies, so we'll have a second line parade.
Right.
The band starts marching up the street and people dance at the funeral. That's what they do. Well, officers asked the event organizers to shut it down, but they refused. Now, look, I know there's a lot of people that say, damn, these people, you know, they should be arrested and blah, 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 blah. And I know there's some people on the other side of the argument saying, wait a minute, this is the Constitution. It says we have the right to assemble.
All right, those people that are saying, hey, everybody should stay inside, nobody should gather, let's see how long they are going to be able to last when they're quarantined for another 30 days. Let's say everybody cooperates with them and they still say, you know what, we have to stretch this out for another 2 months. At some point, even those who are with it now are going to get frustrated and say, you know what, we're taking it too far and let's get back to normal life.
That's a good point, Coleman. We're stuck inside at least another 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. If this goes on for another 4 weeks at the end of April, and as the economy around us crashes and tens of millions of people lose their jobs,
yeah.
Then let's see if the people have the same attitude at the end of the month of April that we're heading into that they have at the beginning of the month. That's a very good point. Because you would think, Coleman, at some point, people are going to be like, all right, I know old people are going to die and sick people are going to die, but the economy is really going to crash? Am I going to be stuck in my house for another 30 days?
It's not even just the economy, it's just livelihood in general. Like, just normal life in general is collapsing right now.
Well, anyways, the police are looking for this guy who organized the second line on Saturday for the funeral, and they're looking to arrest him. And that's, well, this whole thing, it's the dumbest thing I read all morning. Yeah, it's dumb to be having second lines right now during the first couple of weeks of the coronavirus shutdown here in New Orleans. But boy, oh boy, our Constitution, it is sitting right there. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. What did we learn on the show this morning?
I learned something today.
What I learned was the television show The Tiger King has shown Americans some people live at a depth so low that we've hardly ever seen anything like this before. And a literal train wreck of humanity is what's taking Netflix and television and a lot of people by storm right now. Hey, one other thing real quick. You know how Prince Harry and the American Princess Meghan Markle, they left all of that in England. They bowed out. They said, we don't want to deal with that anymore. And they moved to Canada. Well, I guess it wasn't working out too well in Canada because they split Canada and they moved to Los Angeles.
Oh, they did.
And yesterday the president tweeted, well, you're going to have to pay for your own security because they have security around them all the time. And evidently, maybe some Canadian money was going towards their security while they were living in Canada.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, it didn't work out for them in Canada. So now they moved down to Los Angeles, and the president said, you got to.
I thought she was going to wait until after the president was no longer the president to move down to Los Angeles.
That's what Meghan Markle, the very attractive Meghan Markle, said at first. But I guess things weren't working out in Canada, and now they're in Los Angeles. They got plenty of their own money to pay for their own security anyway, especially with the situation our country's in right now with the coronavirus. Not one penny should be paid for their security.
And you'd think it'd be safe in Canada right now, considering the spread of the coronavirus.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know what made them flee. But Anyways, it's the commercial free ride. Here, stay connected with us here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.